Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, for real. My millennium. That's right.
Yeah.
Suited and booted for war.
Hooked on God, ministry over business, my nigga.
Salute to the soldiers.
Every last one of them.
Mava.
Finna show y'all how to slide on Satan one
diamond.
Time.
The
mob, gorilla back, spinal cord, riding for the door, Christ, who I'm fighting for. In the cipher where iron sharpen iron swords, hit him lion roar in the eye of a firestorm. Warriors, come out to play, homie, we ain't about the game. Join the enemy, we about to bang. Christ, put the flame to a powder keg. Feel the power when we shout his name, mountains move about the way. In the battle, watch the giants fall. Bible is my rifle, I'm a sniper letting fire off. Shot fired from a rock while I'm a fighter dog. 03 Kobe and OT, I'm a boss. What's mobbing hard? We don't take a L. Serving but it ain't for sale, bombing on the gates of hell. Demon screaming like a scary movie. 10 toes down, can't barely move. A soldier prepare for duty.
The revolution won't be televised. Truth is, it's already here, just in disguise. Christianity's been politicized. Who we be? H-O-G. They won't apologize. Preaching the gospel of God and we go hard to the death. Giving all to the cause until there's no giving left. Jesus said it's by love that you will truly be known. Not by the set that you bring. Hold up confessions you own. Producing divisions, leading the spiritual prison. Separated by walls that Jesus died to get rid of. But the oneness is manifested. No need in stressing. The church is in disobedience. How could he ever bless us?
Hey.
So this is nothing but a call to repent. My prayer is that you feel his presence in every sentence. From the beginning we've been sinning, the result is contention. Did I forget to mention? It's hard mob, nigga.
The apostles were brave-hearted, no fear in the A order. That's how they became martyrs. Now look at what they started. We're the saints partner way more than some vain artists. What be coming out my mouth is a sharp weapon like a warrior. Christ is exalted, mics are resulted, right in the pulpit. You look up and I am the culprit. They is the evil who is Christian, some claiming I'm culprit. Grab the goblet of living water, don't sip it, I gulp it. Let me address some complaints, the mob has been heard. How y'all disciples trying to justify using the N-word? Dressing like you hood isn't holy or Christ censored. Them arguments get chopped down easy, just like Tim Bird. If you really think we're misguided, keep us in prayer, bro. You can point out possible flaws, never call us fearful. Hit the streets in your city, you never there though. The mob is famous for being in the field, just like a scarecrow.
Back in the booth, it's like Jordan in the gym. Magic, King James with the pen. Encouraging all the homies to repent from wicked ways, gotta ask forgiveness for them sins. While the opportunity still present ill-gotten gains, knew I had to make amends. Island Willie bike, full throttle the bends, drop the range a couple inches to compliment the rims. But now I'm playing all the idiocy in life too short, like Mississippi to 10. Rugged and harsh like a hippopotamus skin. Been battle tested like one of King Solomon's men. Heard them shells humming, coming, skipping through the wind. Collapsed in my lung, taking my wind. Thankfully your boy didn't die in his sin. For every bar spit, I gotta pay homage to him.
Right, praise, you better bring your jacket. Homie, we came to wake the masses up, cause judgment's coming to shake the planet. Everywhere I turn, I see the book of Revelations happening. The government wanna saw chip, like we in Vegas gambling. Better be covered by the blood, like a razor slash or smothered by the flood. When the Alpha and the Omega's rabbits, I was once destined to see a premature raven casket, but he paid the ransom. Beauty came from a gang of assholes. Hooked on God, I'm a raging addict, connected to something so cold like refrigerator magnets. Christ opens doors that no one can close. He told us to go, and we go, go. But we ain't table dancing. We know what Satan's plan is. We came to save the captives till the enemy is under our feet like a praying mantis. Nothing but truth in this artistry when I paint this canvas. It's all salutes to them all to me, but still praise the captain.
I'm here to boast with excellence and they know it's evident with a cold regiment in the soul. Evident new and old testament, there they go. Testing them glory soul. Specialist, just a low specimen. Now that we got your attention, we paying visits to the wrong hearts, demanding repentance. Like business, we the lone shark. He drew blood, you think by way of art. I'm thinking on that tree, he bit death and tore away the bark. Throwing up the lukewarm, riding with the roof gone. Red with the blue on, purple with my crew on. Hurdle over, we on circle. Yelling, be gone, hurt you. Whether be calm, virtue, better see some. 116, 15, don't cry for me, mama. Like killing the judges, tell me who gon' do the honest. Alba got me now, I'ma be with the clouds. Coming back with King Yeshua for the last and final round now.
I'm hearing laughter, it's racking the castle. Reading chapters of Matthew, playing capture the statue. Pastor, for the master, I will fracture your cash. Praise faster, prepare for the rapture because I have to. The help of mob and benefactor since the grassroots. Disaster when it passes, these actors are captives. At the last two, check the statue record, I'ma crash 2 days after. Find him shining with Christ, cap two. He's still hopping out the knowledge for a top wasabi. Them chops karate leave your average Joe sloppy. Got me face stretching Pilates. His hobby catch a soul for the body. Probably praying with Roddy's who with the body.
I'm confident and cocky, your pilot be rocky. Do you copy? Holy Spirit, hot, no need for molly. God got me sliding through the dirt, Kawasaki, fishing for crappie. I put the gospel over top.
I done put in so much work, got a musty flag. Still got a 45 with a rusty mag. Still hanging with the gangsters, I must be bad. God knows what I be on, so he must be glad. Hit the town, spread the word, I ain't new to that. Used to move weight white like Snoopy back. Transporting 40 birds in a moving bag. Stop dancing with the devil, now Lucy man. Came out the mud like pig feet. Hog mobbing, shoot a face out with a six week. I used to roll up sour and switch weeks. Deep in the trap, getting off work like sick leave. Big strap poking my hip bone. I used to switch up spots like a flip home. Now I'm in the house of the Lord. Come for me in this home, my grip chrome. Throw your head back like flip phone.
I be tailgating with shell case. Ducking them black hearts with pale face. Got niggas in jail facing no bail case. Pacing, praying that heaven forget they hell race. So I'm pushing the line until the line hurts. They still trying to ponder the way my mind works. Cause I'll bring a convoy of con men to a concert and turn every convict to a convert. Wounds of a friend, homie, sin will hang ya. And Lucifer could spin on my middle finger. Whether the pen or a den of bangers, I get it in. On my mama said, mama, I ain't no entertainer. Christ reigns, let the storm rip. I've been sinning since the womb, I was born sick. But his tail turns heads like a coin flip. So we could all come, no porn flip.
We out here. All my millennium. Are y'all in for a drink? Let's eat.
There was a time when humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves, may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
My name is Shadow when I don't engage in battles with rappers. My self-glorification on matters, I fight my conscience. On a constant basis, defeat is nonsense. Victory through Christ the Savior. This ain't politics like the manual lectures supposedly. They say God bless America, but there's more countries. I say God bless any man internationally. If he's spiritually seeking, he's eating, so he's bound to be. Escape formality, retreat to God immediately. He gave you life, you give him time, abandon your iniquity. He ain't some phantom landing on your roof, just going through your chimney. What's that tree doing in your room? Now you can't see the TV. The window to the world you're supposed to be separate from. This babysitting children, it's not like this has just begun. Too dramatic, the God addict's pragmatic. Time's drastic, souls at stake, awake and had at it.
I'm way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons. I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons.
Gotta hold on to your love with a tight grip, cause we're headed to an era where people feed our fear, orchestrating life out the media in the ear, constructing mental strife, 4-6 feet a year. We're ran by shadows through your gut, we'll miss some say through the blood, the ultimate covenant, represent most high, LL, yawn past the sky, the remedy is there for you, your happy eternal life, the world spinning crazy, hopping like go rabbit, build you up the track.
trapping him to kill you with their habits. Ravage the beast was empowered by sin. Or come to Christ to open your eyes, my man, to a new life, new vision that you see yourself in the night. Something through when people need your help. Ephesians 6:12, please educate yourself. Find some meat in your heart. Get your Bible off the shelf.
I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God made the way, and he gave it Jesus. And a license to kill all these demons. I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God made the way, and he gave it Jesus. And a license to kill all these demons.
Open the block with the rocks and the glocks. Open the casket box and the rocks. But Jesus came and he came, my soul, and he came and he broke some chains and the locks, and he took me under his wing. Now his praises I will sing. Now I take not to my understanding, but on him I lean, on what I mean. Oh, let me fill you in, bro. Didn't know what I was in for, but the Bible was my info. This ain't easy, oh no, no. But that's my fault, cause I said I go. And now he's sending me to the places that we all know Popo don't go. Now I'm running head first, no falling. Demolition Derby, Herbie, what they call me. And I pray to take the pride and the lust away. But I ain't see it, but it taught me how to trust the day. Liquor, lie, weed and deceitfulness. Fornicate, curse and bona fide evilness. Uh-oh, I can feel folks staring. Pardon me as I get transparent. Parent.
I said he pulled me out of hell.
Cussing when I say that deal,
I said pull me out of hell.
Yeah, and you can trust me when I say that deal. This is me being transparent.
Yo, I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, hurry Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord. I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville. I feel right at home, was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing and survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch them be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder. The cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His vest is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma. But please, they could've kept these and brought me back to master.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro.
I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, Maranatha. We out here in the final days, the last chapter. How long will it last? I can't give an answer, but I was sent from the dispatcher to preach to the broken and fractured, scattering seed. The God who made us is holy, and we are guilty before him because of our wicked deeds. They say, I don't need your religion or pleading petitions to receive a bleeding savior to save me from my condition. But when Jesus returns, it'll be a traumatic scene. That's why I play the sermon clip and unload the magazine. Glory to the King, there is mercy for sinners. The gates of heaven are open, there's only one way to enter. It might sound dogmatic, but if your faith is static when you stand before God, then it's more than problematic. That's why I'm so emphatic, no matter the demographic. Without Christ, life will end tragic. Yo, I used to be a dead man, walking in the darkness, spiritual carcass. Now I'm alive because my God lives. I preach the same gospel that the gospel of John gives, the same gospel that Jay gives, and the same gospel that John gives. Timeless vintage, the message doesn't change. But on that day when he arrives, that's when everything changes. New heaven and earth, sin and suffering is over, and the glory of the King will be seen full exposure.
King of heaven, King of glory, bring them back. Come to see and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
Please, man, why is it he's pleased with me? This is not done easily, a cook, Mike. If you save, you save. Let's not beat around the bush, let's call a spade a spade.
Let's call a slave a slave, and a trade a trade. Exchange life or death, that's the proper exchange. Why? Bullseye like a shot in the range. Please pop it through the sun, that's what God has arranged. Yeah,
cause he was pleased to bruise his son.
Talk to him silent.
Drop to your knees, please do this, son.
Yeah, dispose of your weed, please lose your guns. We gon' continue to please him till this groove is done.
Jesus Christ lookalikes. Know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. He's the prime example. Jesus the Christ. Yeah, we follow him. Know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, I need that. I need that. Bring that back. Know what I'm talking about? Bring that back up in there. Yes, sir. Bring that back, right, Queasy. Like, yeah, you are tuned into... Oh, mic check. Yeah, I'm already talking. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Like we always do about this time. We on that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Do you love Jesus? Do you love hip-hop? Yeah, Jesus, hip-hop. Well, you are now tuned into When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. We are here to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. We are here to hear the word of God and to do what he says. We are here, most importantly, to spend time with God, our Father, and to get to know him more and get to know him better, as we say. Mm-hmm. Faith in God comes by hearing his word. Make us hearers and doers of your word, Lord God, in the almighty name of Jesus. And let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Father, we're grateful for your grace, your mercy, your love. Father, thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for leading us and guiding us into all of the truth of your scriptures. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding us of what Jesus says. Thank you for being our teacher. Father, continue to build our faith up and our hope and our trust and our obedience up in you and everything that we need to bring you more glory, Father. Let your kingdom come and your will be done, Father, on earth. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Father, in our lives as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. And I pray and I thank you, Father, for everything. Continue to just have your way. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for always being here with us through it all, Father. Thank you for growing us in you, letting us thrive in you, and taking us from faith to faith in you. Let us continue to submit to you and resist the devil and make him flee. Let us continue to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, and follow you, Jesus, through this life all the way to heaven. Have your way. Get all your glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Yeah, still following Jesus Christ up in here. That right? But yeah, man. In it. to win it and make Father have his way. So the scriptures for this broadcast will be, part one will be 1 Kings chapter 6, and you can go ahead and go there. Part one, we're opening up with 1 Kings chapter 6. There's two of them in there. Make sure you go to the one with the one in front of it, the one in front of Kings. All right, part two will be Jeremiah chapter 23. Part two, Jeremiah chapter 23. And part three will be Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 for part three. All right. So again, 1 Kings chapter 6. That's part one. Part two, Jeremiah chapter 23. And part three, Matthew chapter 10. So yeah, let's kick it on off then. Hallelujah all day. Gotta do things God's way. That right. First key. Y'all ready for this reminder first? And I read inspirational cards. Most broadcasts I do, but you know. But they just be reminders. Okay. But here's one. It's talking about the promises of God before we get to 1 Kings chapter 6. Let me just give you this spiritual vitamin right here. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Hide them in your heart. Yeah, when God promised you, hide them in your heart, his promises to you. And always remember, not one word has failed of all his good promise. Yeah, not one word has failed of all his good promise. Has he ever let you down? No. And if you feel like that, the devil is lying to you. God don't ever let us down. God always looking out for us and working things out for our good and, you know, the best way. All right? God loves me. I am his. He is well pleased with me. There you go right there. You can say that one, a declaration. Declare that one. God loves you. God loves me. I am his. He is well pleased with me. One more time before we jump into 1 Kings chapter 6. Say this and remember this. God loves me. I am his. He is well pleased with me. Boy, that'll preach right there. He is well pleased with me. You know how I know? Because I ain't got to wait till Sunday or Wednesday to get in his presence. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, God faced so much, I stay in his presence. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, I feel like preaching. But this is teaching Tuesdays. Yes, sir. But however the Spirit leads, that's how we do it. So, yeah, 1 Kings, though, chapter 6, verse 1. And it says, and it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt. 400 plus years of slavery, 400 plus years after slavery. Here, that's what this is talking about. After Egypt. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt. Egypt is where they were bonded, you know, in bondage. Okay? So in the fourth year of Solomon's reign, Solomon just became king, and this is his fourth year. In the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, I got these months here somewhere. think I can find them right quick, because I wrote some of these months down, because it usually describes them. Let me see. Let me keep reading. Which is the second month, so Zeev, we in the second month right now, anyway. Tell you, look, the Bible, God unlocked his mysteries to you. Like, what month is Zeev? What is that? That's the second month. You know what I'm saying? All right, but hold on. Which is the second month that he began to build the house of the Lord. The second month. The month of Ziv. Let's see. Yeah. I ain't even got that one wrote down. I got third month, 12th month, first, 11th, 9th. Yeah, I got some months wrote down. But yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The Bible describes breaking that thing down. It describes itself. So in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, so it's the 480th year after slavery, after bondage, right, to the Egyptians. In the fourth year of Solomon's reign, now they got King Solomon reigning over Israel, okay, after David, which was the second king, but he was ordained by God. Saul was the first king over Israel, but that's because the people wanted a king over Israel, and God didn't want them to have a king over them. He was going to be king over them, but he gave them what they wanted. And so, and then King David, and now we on King Solomon, I'm sorry. Now we on King Solomon. So that Saul was the first one, David was the second one, and then now David's son Solomon was reigning. So in the month of Zeev, which is the second month that he began to build the house of the Lord. And like I said, that's amazing that we're in the second month of 2022 right now. All right, verse 2 says, now the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, its length was 60 cubits, its width 20, and its height 30 cubits. Uh-oh. What's up? Tell you how long it is, how wide it is. All right, its length was 60 cubits, its width 20, and its height, it is 30 cubits. So we really are not on the cubic system, right? So allow me a few little quick seconds right here to go ahead and put this in our measurements. All right, hold on. So that's 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 2. All right, it says this. Hold on. 90 feet long, 30 feet wide, 45 feet high, or about 27 meters long, 9 meters wide, and 14 meters high. So, yeah, this is about 90 feet long. That's almost the size of a football field. As long as a football field, right? Cut off 10 yards. So this is about 90 feet long, or maybe it is the same size. Because it says about 90 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Okay? What is all that? This is the house that King Solomon built for the Lord. That's how big it is. Verse 3. Let's get some more info, some more of this description of this house that King Solomon built for the Lord. All right, verse 3 says, the vestibule in front of the sanctuary. So if you don't know what a vestibule is, you know it's located in front of the sanctuary. When you go into churches, they try to pattern themselves after these. All right, well, let's go. The vestibule in front of the sanctuary of the house was 20 cubits long of the house, and the width of the vestibule extended 10 cubits from the front of the house. Okay? So don't get thrown off by the cubits. That's 30 feet or about 9 meters. Okay? Let me see. Hold on. Wait. That's verse 3. So that's about 15 feet or about 4.5 meters. We ain't going to get into the width. We just know this thing big. Okay? So, yeah, let's go. Is that all right with y'all? That's all right. Let's go, because I don't want us to miss the point. Now, verse 4 says, and he made for the house windows with beveled frames. Against the wall of the temple, he built chambers all around against the walls of the temple, all around the sanctuary and the inner sanctuary. Thus he made side chambers all around it. So he let you know he's building this from the bottom up, building the walls, chambers, vestibule, all that. All right, so verse 6 says, the lowest chamber was 5 cubits wide, the middle was 6 cubits wide, and the third was 7 cubits wide. For he made narrow ledges around the outside of the temple so that the support beams would not be fastened into the walls of the temple. So they fastened to the ledges. He made narrow ledges around the outside of the temple so that the support beams was holding everything up. The support beams would not be fastened into the walls of the temple. So that's smart. Remember, this is the wise king, the wisest one, this Solomon, using that wisdom of God, even in his building, okay? Verse 7 says, and the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. So no tools in the temple while it was being built. They just putting it together. And wow. No hammer. Built with stone that was already finished, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. Now that's some reverence for God. Yeah. Verse 8 says, the doorway for the middle story was on the right side of the temple. They went up by stairs to the middle story and from the middle to the third. So that's three floors. Verse 9 says, so he built the temple and finished it, and he paneled the temple with beams and boards of cedar. Cedar, that's some kind of wood, a certain type of wood. No doubt it had to be the best wood because a cedar tree is big old trees. So verse 10 says, and he built side chambers against the entire temple, each 5 cubits high. They were attached to the temple with cedar beams. Verse 11 says, then the word of the Lord came to Solomon saying, concerning this temple which you are building, if you walk in my statutes. Now, I know you're building this for me, but let me tell you how this works, though. Let me tell you how to really make it count. I know you say you believe in me. That's a good start. Let's go. You're going the right way, okay? But let me show you how to really do this thing. If you walk in my statutes, you got to do what God is saying. You got to work your faith in God. If you walk in my statutes, execute my judgments, doing things God's way. Now, walk in my statutes is what God is saying. Execute my judgments is what God is saying. Keep all my commandments and walk in them. Then I will perform my word with you, which I spoke to your father David. Yeah, that's a condition. If you do this, then I'll do this. If you walk in my statutes, if you execute my judgments, if you keep all my commandments and walk in them, then I will perform my word with you, which I spoke to your father David. Verse 13 says, and I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. See? God won't forsake us as long as we don't forsake him. Verse 14 says, so Solomon built the temple and finished it. And he built the inside walls of the temple with cedar boards from the floor of the temple to the ceiling. He paneled the inside with wood, and he covered the floor of the temple with planks of cypress. That's another kind of wood. Cypress wood, right? Then he built the 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. Then he built the 20-cubit room at the rear of the temple, from the floor to the ceiling, with cedar boards. He built it inside as the inner sanctuary, as the most holy place. Right? That's the most holy place. Now that's worth looking up. See how big that was. 20 cubits. It even said. Didn't even break that thing down. With the cubits. Trying to measure out, see how big it was in our measurements, but We're just going to keep on pushing. All right, we're in 1 Kings, chapter number 6. Verse 17 says, and in the front of it, the temple sanctuary was about, well, was 40 cubits long. The inside of the temple was cedar, carved with ornamental buds and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone to be seen. So all, even the designs that looked like flowers and everything like that, and buds, made out of wood. Boy, that's some good design. All right, verse 19 says, and he prepared the inner sanctuary inside the temple to set the ark of the covenant of the Lord there. And at the time, that's how God was representing his presence, was through the ark of the covenant. Okay. And he was also through the pillar of cloud and fire. He was leading them. So they had his presence there. So you should always be able to sense God's presence. Even if you can't sense it, you know he there though. Yeah. He's still there. Trust him. All right. Verse 20 says, the inner sanctuary was 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 20 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold. Wow. And overlaid the altar of cedar. Verse 21 says, so Solomon overlaid the inside of the temple with pure gold. Wow. Whew. Boy, that's a nice temple there. Mm-hmm. Putting all that into God's house. Folk be cutting corners. Cutting corners. I don't want to give God no gold sanctuary. Let me give him some wood. And I'm going to keep some of this money on the gold. Yeah, I mean, folk do that. You see what I'm saying? But look at Solomon, though. Folk do this too, or did this. We get our faith from this word of God, all right? Not for what man doing these days. Let's go. Verse 21, 1 Kings chapter 6 says, so Solomon overlaid the inside of the temple with pure gold. He stretched gold chains across the front of the inner sanctuary and overlaid it with gold. The whole temple he overlaid with gold. God-wee! Until he had finished all the temple. Also, he overlaid with gold the entire altar that was by the inner sanctuary. So it was overlaid with gold, meaning he put gold over the material that he was using. So, like, he'll put gold over the wood. Pure gold. Overlaid it with gold. Pure gold, too. But that's nice. Real nice. See, that looked like a little part of heaven. See what I'm saying? Yeah, because it's made out of gold, man. The streets made out of gold, and the city made out of gold. Yeah, heaven, your heavenly home. So Solomon bringing that thing to the earth, because he's using the wisdom of God now. He's being led by the wisdom of God. So verse 22, let's pick it up right here. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 22 says, the whole temple he overlaid with gold until he had finished all the temple. Also, he overlaid with gold the entire altar that was by the inner sanctuary. Verse 23, inside the inner sanctuary, he made two cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. So that's angels, cherubim, so some angelic beings, statues or what have you. Okay. Verse 24 says, one wing of the cherub was 5 cubits, one wing was 5 cubits, and the other wing of the cherub, 5 cubits, 10 cubits from the tip of one wing to the tip of the other one. Let me see something here. All right, verse number 25. It says, and the other cherub was 10 cubits, both cherub were of the same size and shape. The exact same size and shape. And God is precise. Verse 26 says, the height of one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was the other cherub. They're not helping us out with this 10 cubits right here. Trying to see how tall that was. They just quit doing it. They just quit breaking it down. Like, they had too many measurements, man. We finished. But it'll be measured in feet. Let's see. How about we do that? Alright. We have 1 Kings chapter 6. Verse 27 says, then he set the cherub inside the inner room, and they stretched out the wings of the cherubim so that the wing of the one touched one wall and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched each other in the middle of the room, covering the whole room, right? One wing touching that wall, the other one touching that wall of the two cherubim, and they joined together, and with their wings in the middle, they touching them together. Yeah, I'm trying to picture this for you. Paint this picture. If you see it like I'm seeing it. Get it? I'm going to read it again. In 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 27, then he set the cherub, or the cherubim, that's both of them, inside the inner room. And they stretched out the wings of the cherubim so that the wing of the one touched one wall and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched each other in the middle of the room. Got it? Also, he overlaid the cherubim with gold. God, boy, that's something to see. Well, I'm talking about folk would have went to church just to look at the temple. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about thieves would have been going in there trying to see how they could steal the gold, but come on, man, this God. Like, for real, I'll bust you up. But I'm just saying, like, buy that mug, go. Wow. Verse 29, then he carved all the walls of the temple all around, both the inner and outer sanctuaries, with carved figures of cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers. And the floors of the temple he overlaid with gold. Golly, the floors of the temple he overlaid with gold, both the inner and outer sanctuaries. For the entrance of the inner sanctuary, he made doors of olive wood. The lintel and doorposts were one-fifth of the wall. The two doors were of olive wood, and he carved on them figures of cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold. And he spread gold on the cherubim and on the palm trees. Well, that's nice. I know the parts that you're picturing, like me, is very nice. I'm trying to picture the whole thing. You say the whole sanctuary was in gold, the inside of it. Like, man. Yes, sir. Our little brain can't even see all the whole thing, ain't it? You see it good enough, though, right? All right, let's finish this up. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 33 says, so for the door of the sanctuary, he also made doorposts of olive wood, one-fourth of the wall, and the two doors were of cypress wood. Two panels comprised one folding door. Two panels comprised the other folding door. So two doors, cypress wood. All right. Then he carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers on them, on the doors. And he overlaid them with gold, applied evenly on the carved work. Wow. So it's only carving going on. And he built the inner court with three rows of hewn stone and a row of cedar beams. Verse 37 says, in the fourth year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv, the second month. The foundation was laid in the second month. Wow. Yeah. Said all that to say this. The foundation is being laid in the second month. So, yeah, what we say, Psalm 119 is what we're supposed to be on for the month of February. See what's going on in the second month? See how God lined this thing up? So there's no coincidences with God. It's real with him, and it's planned out, and it's strategic. So there's no coincidences. He be saying stuff to us. You see what I'm saying? The second month, the fourth year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So the foundation being laid right now for your new beginning. Mm-hmm. You about to build on this from February on. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, he had to tear it up first, you know, the construction to get it to where he can reconstruct. All right, verse 38, let's finish this. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bull, which is the eighth month, B-U-L. That's the eighth month. Do I got that one? Hold on. Let me see if I got that one now. Help me out now. See, that's why we learn, man. And we come into the knowledge of the truth. So the month of B-U-L is the eighth month. Did I have the eighth month? Nope, I just learned something else. All right, cool. The eighth month. Our eighth month is August now, ain't it? All right, let's see. Verse 38, 1 Kings chapter 6. And in the 11th year, so that's what? It was 4 years. 11 years right here, so that's how many years later? 11 minus 4 is what? 7? All right. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bull, 7 years later, and which is the eighth month, the house was finished in all the details, in all its details, and according to all its plans. So he was 7 years in building it. See that? See how the Bible will teach you math. You see that? I added it up because I already, you know, I knew a little something. But then look how the Bible just added that thing up, man. You know what I'm talking about? In the fourth year, the foundation of the house was laid. Now, see how God is patient, too. Recognize. It took him 7 years to finish it in all the details. And, you know, God is very precise. He had all them details, too. According to all his plans, he got it planned out, blueprints, everything. I believe he gave it to Moses and Leviticus and all that right there. So he was 7 years in building it. Took him 7 years. And we'll pick up next time and see where we go from there. So the month of B-U-L, that's the eighth month. But 7 years later, a total of 11 years, you know what I'm talking about? Can you look back over your life for the last 11 years and see what's been happening, see what God been doing for you? You know what I'm talking about? Just right quick while we're on this praise break, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we on this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. I'm your homie, Oasis. Part 1, 1 Kings chapter 6, we done, all right? Solomon was building that temple. I'm talking made that thing out of gold. Then we find out there's something about that second month, ZIV. And we in the month of February, that's the second month. You know what I'm talking about? And then how God said, yeah. See why we don't skip stuff? Because God like, hey, the foundation is being laid in the second month. How about that? Go on and marinate on that. And think about how good God has been to you. Like I said, think about the last 11 or 10 years, whatever. You know, they want to be 10-year challenge, so yeah, let's go do the 11-year. Think about the last 11 years. See what God has been doing. What year would that put you in? 11 years ago? 2000 and what? 11? All the way up until now. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And you can go ahead and turn to part 2, which will be Jeremiah chapter 23. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, part 2, when we come back. Jeremiah chapter 23. You know, 11 years ago, all the way up until now. What God done did for you? Think about it. Recognize.
Jesus, might have to flip some tables. Who is greater? I'll wait. You wanna make my day? I know Christ got the cheese. no tie, no lie, no bow tie, foe mine, get the fucking like a faux fine. He the first and the last, knew the ending from the beginning of your time. He the light and the sun, when he comes sunlight, he get no shine. So high with a low pride, made low showing no pride. Took a late stroll on a low tide, for the lame folk on a boat ride. Can't go to be won't die, gave hope to the same folk that were hating on to be a dope guy. Most try but it don't fly, he the lamb and the goat, true and living God with a capital G on it. Me and KB lean on it, point blank period, with a T on it.
Give me that dog, you can give me all things. know. Don't focus on what you can't have. Get all you can have.
Give me that fire.
We call that freedom.
That's
enjoying God and his people.
Give me that freedom.
In his world. On his terms.
Yeah, word up, B. You know what I mean, son? Give me them blessings. That's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Me on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And we ready for part two. Jeremiah chapter 23. Let's go ahead and kick it off. Go ahead and go there. Jeremiah chapter 23. Starting at verse 1. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. On this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. All right, Jeremiah chapter 23. Right? Jeremiah chapter 23. Give you a few more seconds. Starting at verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1 says, "Woe, woe, hold on, God's curse, to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture," says the Lord. All y'all shepherds who destroying and scattering the sheep of God's pasture. Woe to you, God's curse to you. Woe to you, to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Yeah, God don't destroy the sheep. He's the shepherd. That's Jesus. Verse 2 says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, who have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them, behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings, says the Lord." Let me read verse 2 again. This is why God is mad right here. "With the shepherds who destroy and scatter his sheep. Therefore, thus says the Lord, God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock. You've driven them away and not attended to them." Scattered them, driven them away. Church attendance done fell off during these critical times. "Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doing, says the Lord." Now, because some of them pastors, they got out of hand, like nobody can check them. They forgot this is the real God, yeah, that we serving. The beginning and the end. That's who we serving up in here. All right, verse 3 says, "But I will gather the remnant of my flock." I'm going to gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I'm going to gather them myself. They're going to know this time that they don't supposed to follow a man. They don't supposed to follow pastor. Because I'm going to gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Hallelujah. So do it. So be it, Father. Verse 4 says, "I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord." Because I'm going to put real shepherds over them now. Yeah. Y'all scattered them. Y'all was feeding them, then y'all ran. Y'all scattered them. One thing the shepherd don't do is run and leave the sheep.
But these shepherds who were feeding God's flock, when the problem got too big for them, they forgot to, you know, trust God. And the problem is still smaller than God. They ran, and then that scattered the sheep. Yeah, the Bible talking about it right here in Jeremiah chapter 23. We ain't making up nothing. You know what I'm talking about? So, I'm going to read verse 3 and verse 4 again because I like what God is saying. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 3 says, "But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increased. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now, this is his name by which he will be called: the Lord, our righteousness." Mm-hmm. The Lord, our righteousness. Verse 7, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. I don't know what the regular King James Version has right now. But the Lord, our righteousness, that's who he is, though. He's the Lord, and he is our righteousness. That's why this is not about religion or anything that we do. Only thing we have to do is accept the gift given to us, which is Jesus, given to the whole world, God's love. So, he's the Lord, our righteousness, our righteousness. Verse 7, Jeremiah chapter 23 says, "Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, 'As the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt,' but 'As the Lord lives, who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.'" Yeah, God controls all of it for real. All of it. Mm-hmm. God working it all out for our good, even though they scatter on them. The shepherds were scattering them. God drove them. You see what I'm saying? He got a purpose. He working it all out for our good. Even if them shepherds that got them got beside themselves and got them evil hearts and stuff. Yeah, God, whatever they doing to his shepherds, I mean to his sheep, God's still controlling it and he working it out for his sheep. For the good. And moving them punk coward shepherds out the way and putting some real ones in there. We just read this is the second month was the foundation, right? Being laid, all right? So let's go. Verse number 9 says, "My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of the Lord, though, and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of a curse, the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course of life is evil, and their might is not right." Because what? They're doing wrong. Anytime we're doing wrong, we mess it up. When we do wrong, we bring the curses. And it seems like the curses be coming immediately, too. So sometimes them will be immediately. It take the blessings a long time to get the curses, bro. I'm talking about becoming. Consequence come immediately in a lot of cases. But, hey, I take a swift whooping from the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Because I take correction from God. You know what I'm talking about? So my heart within me is broken because of the prophets. The land is full of adulterers, for both prophet and priest are profane. Verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 23. The prophet and the priest are profane. Yes, in my house I have found their wickedness, says the Lord. See, people think just because God is invisible that he ain't real. They begin to think that he ain't real, man. Because if they knew it, if we knew it, man, we wouldn't. act like we be acting. And I put all of us in there, yep. Verse 12 says, therefore their way shall be to them like slippery ways. In the darkness they shall be driven on and fall in them, for I will bring disaster on them, the year of their punishment, says the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I have seen folly or foolishness in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's foolishness. Baal is the enemy of God. That's that Satan stuff. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to err over them. You don't prophesy to my people by Baal. These my people. So they caused my people to err, go astray. Verse 14 says, also I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me. Ooh-wee. Look how God going off. All of them are like Sodom to me and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. And if you don't know about Sodom and Gomorrah, long story short, it got burned up by the fire of God. He rained down hell fire. Hell right now, we just know that as ice. He rained down hell fire and burned up Sodom and Gomorrah because of their homosexuality and, their perversion. All right? So he's saying all of them are like Sodom to me and inhabitants like Gomorrah to him now. This is what God is saying. Verse 15 says, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood. That's not good. Wormwood. And make them drink the water of God. That's like drinking vinegar. Because that's what they offered Jesus to drink on the cross, right? For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the land. Wow. The prophets. And they prophesying profane things because all them prophets, them false prophets that was in these churches, man, prophesying them wrong things. It ain't have nothing to do with the years to come after all them so-called prophecies they were saying. Prophesying folks a new house and prophesying prosperity and all that. And then years later when coronavirus came, where all the prophecies and all that stuff went? How the hell holding up to that? Because that ain't got nothing to do with this walk that we living in. Yeah, God wants you to prosper, but as your soul prospers. They talking about you prospering on the earth, trying to get you to stay here and get you focused on the earth. Those are Satan prophets. All you got to do is get to know Jesus and look at Jesus and what he did. And if they ain't acting like him, if they don't have the same spirit that he was operating from, then don't listen to them. Stay away from them. Try the spirits by the spirit. The spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Verse 16, Jeremiah chapter 23 is deep. I tell you, Jeremiah is a prophet. And you see the prophesying going on right here? How they getting checked? He's checking the false prophets and the fat shepherds, the abusive shepherds. Verse 16, thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. Now, if the sheep were reading their Bibles like they supposed to, instead of just skipping over their Bibles and going through Monday through Friday, whatever, and go to church on Sunday and only, listen to what Rev say from the two scriptures that he read or whatever. Come on, man. How is that faith, man? When the devil out here working busy every day, but you working on your job, but you ain't working your faith until Sunday. Come on. Now you can see the weakness, right? This is God's earth, man. He made every day. We just read about the month, and he naming months. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, he made all this. Made time and everything for us. So they prophesying worthless things, visions of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. Because if they was hearing from the mouth of the Lord, then the people would have been equipped for 2020, 2021, 2022. You see what I'm saying? this coronavirus thing. The people would have been, the sheep would have been equipped for it. But how can you be equipped if you don't, you only reading your Bible Sunday, if that? I'm talking about how many days in a week? You only read your Bible Sunday, cuz? What? You only wait till Sunday to worship God? See, that's what we wrong at. Humans, come on, man. You only wait till Sunday to worship God? Or you know you can stay in his presence all week, every day, all day? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ain't know you're supposed to be reading this Bible, man. This is where you get your faith from. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word. So that means you need to get in the word and hear the word to get some faith over fear. So do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. If the people were reading the Bible, they would have knew them was false prophets. They make you worthless. These mothers got worthless when it was time for them to roll up their sleeves and 10 toes down and stand up, put on the whole God, arm of God and stand, but they ran. But we didn't. Yeah, somebody say we didn't. Yeah, the spirit of truth is still here. But they make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord, so don't listen to them. Only listen to the ones who are speaking from the mouth of the Lord. All right? And they might say something you don't like, but you're going to have to respect it because it's going to be the truth. Because it's the spirit of truth speaking through them. Verse 17 says, they continually say to those who despise me. Now these prophets continually to say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you should have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. Now, these are what false prophets are saying. They want the people to think everything going to be okay and go back to normal. Come on now. Yeah, that's what they want. Now, remember, the Bible always says when they say peace, peace, then it's going to be sudden destruction. Soon as they thank you or make you think or say that they, well, we got coronavirus together, we've overcome it, then something else going to pop up, sudden destruction, I'm telling you, because they're not lining up with God. So they saying you should have peace to people who despise God, right? And the people who despise God, you ain't going to have no peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say no evil shall come upon you. Yes, it will. It's going to come on you. Verse 18 says, for who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a whirlwind of fury now. Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. Y'all want to see some violence? Y'all think we violent on the earth, man? Wait till you see God get violent, cuz. Where you think we get the violence from? It ain't nothing compared to his. But when he get violent, oh, he right. He right when he get violent. Mm-hmm. We wrong when we usually wrong when we get violent. You know what I'm saying? But he right. Not saying that you wrong all the time when you got to stand up. So we got to stand up, get violent. Violated enough and you stand your butt up, yeah. You get violated enough, stand up and get violent with this on them violators. Get violent, son, yeah. They weren't having no mercy on you and they were getting you. See, this ain't no Christianity over here. This some godly stuff we on. Behold, verse 19, a whirlwind of the Lord. They act like Christians don't ever get mad. I guess they don't. But God get mad. He don't stay mad, but he do get mad. Look at verse 19. Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury. Yeah, fury. Furious. A violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. Yeah, it's going to fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. So get ready. You're going to see this. He said in the latter day, that means in the near future. Yeah, you're going to see this. We already in these latter days. You will understand it perfectly. Yeah, this was written a long time ago. So we in the latter days compared to when this was written now. You will understand it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I didn't even send them, but they ran like they was on fire from me. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. I'm talking about in these churches now, But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. That's why God hides. Because you didn't turn, you prophesied lies and messed the people up and made them more evil than bringing them out and making them more holy. Let me read it again. Hallelujah. Verse 20. The anger of the Lord will not turn back the anger of the Lord, and you dealing with it from him. Who gonna jump in there and intervene for you? Now, you done rejected Jesus, so let's go. Verse 20, Jeremiah chapter 23. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. Verse 21, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Verse 23, Jeremiah 23, verse 23, am I a God near at hand, says the Lord? Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Ain't I right here up on you? Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? I mean, every breath you breathe, you know how quick I can kick? What? You know how quick I can execute and perform the thoughts of my heart? We get them, Jesus. Yeah, am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not feel heaven and earth, says the Lord? Oh, my goodness. Boy, we can't take no more. I'm from the stock. I ain't finna go to Matthew. Not today. Boy, this prophecy is heavy in this Jeremiah 23. I'm going to read verse 23 again and 24. Whew. Yeah, sometimes God has to just throw his weight around and show us who he really is. Like, bro, y'all don't know who y'all messing with. I be trying to tell y'all through my word, but am I, verse 23, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23, am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? I'm up on you. Can anyone hide himself in secret places? Is there any secrets with God? Guess who at every secret meeting and been at every secret? Guess who know about every secret society? God. Guess who know about every secret conspiracy plot and plan they got? God knows. Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? My mama always used to say, you can run from God, but you can't hide. I grew up and found out you can't even run from him, really. Because wherever you run, he the one leading you there. Like, God, why? I'm getting away from him. Yeah, you going right to this well. Swallow you up, cuz. You see what I'm saying? So, do I not feel heaven and earth, says the Lord? I feel heaven and earth up. What you doing afraid of humans? I know you ain't afraid of Satan. Yeah, we overcome him. However, these humans, though, that's acting like Satan, boy. Yeah, Jesus help us. He got us on this one. You can't hide from him. You can't run from it. I'm talking about I feel heaven and earth, says the Lord. That's Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23 and 24. You can highlight them verses right there. That's to show you who God is right there. Like, boy, I feel heaven and earth up. That's how big. That's the Almighty right there. Wait. Verse 25 says, I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor as their father, as their fathers forgot my name for B-A-A-L, for Baal. You don't even know who Baal is. What you doing serving him? You see what I'm saying? They forgot God traded his name for other stuff, adopted other religions, adopted other philosophies, adopted other opinions. You see what I'm saying? Adopted science. That's just another opinion. Verse 28 says, the prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff of the wheat? Says the Lord, what is the chaff of the wheat? Chaff is that cut grass. The grass is cut. You know, the part that cut, it'll be blowing in the street and stuff. All right, what is the chaff of the wheat? Says the Lord. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Now, he's exposing his word to us. Remember we was talking about have mercy and truth, have truth and mercy, because the truth go hard. Here go the truth right here. So that's why you got to have mercy with it. Love. You know what I'm saying? All right, so Jeremiah chapter 23. I'm sorry, I lost the place. Verse number 29. Thank you, Father. It says, is not my word like a fire? His word is like fire. Whenever you read this word, whenever you hear somebody speaking this word or using these scriptures, okay, it's going to be fire, because, right? So, is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Yeah, our rocky hearts, stony hearts, get broke up in pieces hearing his word. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who steal my words, everyone from his neighbor. Stealing, I'm talking about stealing God's words from his neighbor, right? Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who use their tongues and say, he says. Yeah, I'm against them who use their tongues saying, God says. Behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. Because remember, he said, hey, if they would have sat right there and, you know, if they had stood in my counsel in verse 22 and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil ways, but they didn't do that. So I'm against them, is what God is saying. Well, let me say it right. It's what the Lord is saying, because I told you that Lord, that bring that warrior up out of God right there. Lord, that bring that. Yeah, the Lord, I'm going to bust you up, says the Lord. Yep, there you go. The Lord Jesus. Did that sound soft? Mm-mm, not no more. Verse 33 says, so when these people or the prophet or the priest ask you, saying, what is the oracle of the Lord? Yeah, he talking to the real prophet now. Jeremiah, he said, when they ask you, what is the oracle of the Lord? You shall then say to them, what oracle? I will even forsake you, says the Lord. Mm-mm. Verse 33, let's read it again. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 33. So when these people or the prophet or the priest ask you, saying, what is the oracle of the Lord? You shall then say to them, what oracle? I will even forsake you, says the Lord. And as for the prophet, even if you say that, ooh, God ain't playing, boy. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people who say the oracle of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Gotta be careful. When you talking about God said, and he ain't said, you better be very careful. That's why you can't listen to everybody talking about God said, man. Read the word of God, then you will know what God said. Know what I'm talking about? So, Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 34 says, and as for the prophet and the priest and the people who say that who say the oracle of the Lord, I will even punish that man in his house. Verse 35 says, thus every one of you shall say to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what has the Lord answered? And what has the Lord spoken? And the oracle of the Lord you shall mention no more, for every man's word will be his oracle, for you have perverted the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. So don't be worrying about what he's saying, because you ain't been hearing it. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to hear it. You done perverted his words. Remember, they rejected him now. We don't care. We know that what the Lord said. We don't care, right? So they going to get what they deserve then. I'm talking about they don't care. So hear your own words. Don't hear my words no more. You see what I'm saying? You have perverted the words of the living God. Like he's not a statue. We was talking about how, we're reading about how Solomon was building these, you know, statues and carving things out or what have you, of the wood and all that, man, please. This is the living God, though, the Lord of hosts, our God. Verse 37 says, thus you shall say to the prophet, what has the Lord answered you? And what has the Lord spoken? But since you say the oracle of the Lord, therefore, thus says the Lord, because you say this word, the oracle of the Lord, and I have sent to you saying, do not say the oracle of the Lord. See, that's some living, like right now, prophesying oracle. You see what I'm saying? Of God. Yeah, living word. So I said, do not say the oracle of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you and forsake you and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and will cast you out of my presence, and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. So yeah, man, you treat God bad, and you're going to get God's bad side. Mm-hmm. You treat God good, and you'll get his good side, even in the bad. Yeah, God is good. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word. Continue to get the glory from our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we'll pick back up next time on Matthew chapter 10. Alright? But yeah, Jeremiah 23, that was pretty decent, pretty heavy, and pretty good. Alright? Think we had enough. And we'll get at you next time, man. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, appreciate you tuning in. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. We out. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. But God. But God. Yes. Hallelujah, all day. Still praising Yahweh.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
Yeah.
But God is full of love.
Yeah.
But God lives in me, Anna. But God. But God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But God, he got my back. But God picked
Hallelujah,
up the slack.
All
but
day.
God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God lives in me, Anna. But God. But God. I just listen to the track,
yep.
And let my mind wonder, Lord, speak into my heart and let us feel it like thunder. Cause your creation wanna trip and keep running, they live, don't know what they talking about, wanna put on a shout. But I'm gonna represent you for all the time you spent to do what you had to and wanted to do. Do you keep it on the cool? But Satan got them fools into thinking that you weak. Because you're so meek, so let me speak it back. Satan, you're so weak, we unique with this flow. Keeping it 100, looking for us, here we go. Kicking this gospel, closed doors to hearts, we come through windows of your soul. All while praising God, he sits on the throne.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
Yeah. But God is full of love. But God is in me.
But
God. But God.
But God, he got my back. But God picks up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that
alone.
But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God,
but God,
but God. The agony of defeat is that you are unique. You came into the world more precious than a pearl. To a virgin at that, so Holy Ghost rip the track. Man, I ain't gon' hold back, and I'm ready for the attack. Not born in a hospital, but it was right in the middle of a little barnyard. Man, that seems so odd, but we talking about God here. So lend me your ear, hear it real good, get it well understood. Jesus is alive, you can have your own opinion, but it really don't matter. He changed my life and he made me flatter. Like them blind men when they receive their sight, and I'm repping them to the full. You think I'm wrong, but I'm
right with this.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God,
but God,
but God. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
Right.
But God is never whack.
Hey.
But God ain't taking that.
Yep.
But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God,
but God,
but God. But God, he got my back. So fools and Satan get back. It's the Christ upon his track, and with his power I attack. He wasn't a punk or a coward. Listen as he devours this man-made track. This ain't no broke back.
Standing
straight and tall like God made all y'all.
Yo,
he pointing fingers, but I'm pointing at the fall.
At the fall.
So watch your thinking attitude. Jesus came to give you joy and a peaceful mood. This is soul food. I ain't trying to be rude. Just telling you about this dude. You can read it in Jude. Jesus is the Lord and Jesus be the truth.
So
knock that out the park. OG
Beirut.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack.
Yeah.
But God ain't taking that.
Hallelujah.
But God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God,
thank you Jesus.
But God,
thank you Jesus.
But God, he got my back. But God picks up the slack.
But
God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
But
God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God,
get it right.
But God.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.